Boston school officials are embracing a series of recommendations to address racial bias and discrimination federal investigators have found at Boston Latin School. A report from the Massachusetts U.S. Attorney concludes there's been a pattern of race-based discrimination at the school, the oldest public school in the country. WBUR's Tanya Mosley has the story.
Boston School Superintendent Tommy Chang says the district and Boston Latin are fully committed to implementing recommendations set forth in a report by U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz. The investigation found that Boston Latin failed to properly investigate students' complaints about racial incidents in the school. Last winter, Lori Smith Britton's 15-year-old daughter told her parents that a classmate had threatened to lynch her while holding an electric cord in his hand. He also called her a racial slur. Ortiz's investigation found that BLS mishandled the complaint, and that was a direct violation of the Civil Rights Act. Smith Britton is pleased by Ortiz's report.
The fact that she or they have determined that one of the incidents was in fact, a violation of civil rights is actually confirmation of what we pretty much always knew.
Ortiz's investigation also confirmed allegations of discrimination at Boston Latin, including a complaint that black students faced tougher discipline and more suspensions than non-black students for similar offenses. Boston NAACP President Michael Curry says the findings are vindication for parents and students who complained.
And that's the challenge with this work, is sometimes you have to wait on the truth to come out. And I think it's an opportunity. I think everybody should know that this is for every student in Boston Public Schools and for every student at Boston Latin that will benefit from a better school as a result of this.
And Curry says, as one of the premier schools in the Commonwealth, Boston Latin has the opportunity to be an example for other schools.
There should be a message to every school in the Commonwealth that you better get your act together before there is an investigation of this magnitude, because there's an opportunity to be proactive to address these issues.
The school department has accepted a series of recommendations by Ortiz to protect students. Under the new headmaster, Michael Contempassis, teachers will undergo diversity training, and he has said he will ensure all student voices are heard. Smith Britton's daughter still attends Boston Latin. Smith Britton says the findings and the work happening at the school is a step in the right direction.
I think the new administration that's in place is really taking this seriously. They seem to be genuinely concerned with making sure that there's a culture and climate of respect.
To ensure that happens, the school department must hire a non-discrimination officer to make certain that all cases involving racial harassment and discrimination are thoroughly investigated. For 90.9 WBUR and Edify, I'm Tanya Mosley.